New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.
Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
I'm taking a leaf out of the book of Hayley Jane Sproul and trying not to drink on the weeknights. Hold for applause.
Wait.
Hold for applause.
Sorry, I just need to update you on that. I've totally given that up.
Oh, no!
Okay,
what if we did alternative weeks?
Four!
I had four drinks yesterday.
I won't drink during the week. Weeknights 1 week, and then you do it the next week.
How do you guys drink during the week?
You go like this.
Except it's alcohol.
Well, you do this. You come home, you go, should we drink? That's it.
Yeah, it gets to about 5 o'clock and you're like, it's too late for a coffee, which is literally a conversation I have with myself most days.
Yeah.
It's too late for a coffee.
Wow, okay.
It will shout out, will say, what time is it? Because she's lost all concept of time.
Yeah, right.
What time is it? And I'll say, what time do you reckon it is? And she goes, I feel like a drink, so I'm guessing it's after 4:30.
Wow,
And it's 11:30.
Well, wrong house, just down the road.
Pop down to the Sprouts where they'll have a lunchtime beverage.
Yeah.
So I've been trying not to, but man, it is me and I drink so much water because I've got to just keep...
Yeah, right.
Keep drinking water, which means I've been getting up to wheeze like a couple of times.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And also, because like when I finish dinner, I'd have a drink, sit there happily on a drink for a while, because I'm not drinking, I've gone back to the pod.
You're back to pod.
So you've replaced drinking
one
with pod.
One evil for the other.
Okay.
But it's, generally, it's been a pretty healthy pod.
What about
a bit of fruit? I had a massive nashi the other day. Have you seen these nashis that are straight up the size of like a small watermelon?
I don't fuck with pears.
I fuck with pears, man. I fucking love nashis.
I don't fuck with pears.
Juiciest. Nashis are the best pear, too.
They've got no flavour.
They're
juicy.
Disgusting.
Nashis have got big, delicious, juicy flavours.
The only thing that makes a pear good is a walnut and a blue cheese. And I'll say the walnut and the blue cheese are doing the heavy lifting.
They're doing the big heavy lifting.
Nashi pears. That's why nashi pears are the king of the pears. So,
no.
But then we were out of nashi pears last night. And I was playing PlayStation with Jared.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got to have something. So okay. I went to the cupboard, whole mother hubbard, to the cupboard. It was bare. No chocolate chips.
Yeah, right.
Did you just want to tongue the bag of chocolate chips?
I just needed something sweet for a bit.
There
was like rice crackers and stuff. I'm like, it needs to be just something a little bit sweet.
Yeah.
You should have opened up a can of sweetened condensed milk and put your finger in it.
Didn't have any.
Damn.
That's dangerous. Oh, I don't like that being in the house.
Yeah, no, neither.
I want to lay it on my body. And do you know what I mean? I just want to bathe in condensed milk.
It would be erotic to have someone lick condensed milk.
I'm like,
take this to Sex.Life with Morgan. Put that down.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Just a food it.
Oh,
sweet condensed milk drizzled on someone.
Because people always do chocolate and it's so brown.
And sometimes you got to heat it up. It could be quite hot to the skin, but sweet
condensed
milk
is perfect.
And then if you've got it on the sheets, it doesn't look like you shit yourself.
It looks like jizz.
Yeah, it just looks like sort of yellowy fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, AKA jizz.
we were letting that go, Vaughn. We'd kind of,
yeah, we were dancing around, but off you go.
Jared's just messaged during when we were playing it, Emma and himself ate a whole block of Kit Kat cookie dough during
it. Oh, God.
I could hear at one stage when Jared was dead and was waiting to be brought back into the game. I could hear.
Wait, so when you're dead, you just sit there and watch like a cuck?
Well, no, you've got to wait for reinforcements and one of your teammates is going to call you back into the game.
Yeah, right. Normally I call the reinforcements like that, but Smithy over here needs a couple of minutes.
I'm running from bad guys. I'm running, I'm freaking out. So last night, they're munching on cookie dough. I was like, I went to the cupboard and I looked and I couldn't find anything. Do you know what I found in the bottom of the cupboard?
What?
A dehydrated apple crumble left over from our 2022 Whanganui River experience.
Those are fucking amazing.
They are so
Yum.
So how does it work?
You shake the bag up. You rip open the top. You shake the bag up to loosen everything up. You pour in the recommended amount of boiling water.
Never too much. Don't do too much.
Never too much because it'll go runny.
Yeah.
Hot water, boiling water, and then you like stir it with a spoon so it doesn't stick to the bottom. You got to be careful because you don't want the spoon going through the bottom of the bag.
So it's just sludge.
Then you seal up the bag and you let it it sit there for like 15 minutes?
So I went and played this game, and this was like a half an hour round. So yeah. By the time I got back to it, it had been sitting for twice the recommended
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's like Backcountry. That's a brand.
Backcountry.
Yeah.
It was a Backcountry. The green apple crumble one. And then the pack of biscuits that comes that you take out before you put the water in, you crush those up and dump them in. And then put the lid and give them a shake.
Oh, because I was like, where's the crumble element?
It's the biscuit.
Right, right.
And it was
It's like army
so
rations.
So fucking good.
Yeah, those love it.
I messaged the boys. I'm like, I'm about to hit this. And I sent it. And Johnny's like, those rule. And we were worried that they only rule because you only ever eat them camping and you're tired and you're wet
cold,
and you're cold and you're hungry.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, it fucking ruled.
It hit it home.
It ruled. But then you buy these, they're quite expensive per serve.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't buy these for just pud unless you were in an absolute pudding emergency, which I found myself in last night.
You can
night.
Justify the price on hiking because it's dehydrated, it's light.
Yeah of course.
And you need it,
exactly.
Yeah.
Just add water.
Yeah. And you've spent money on nothing else
that
day because you're in the middle of the bush and there's no
I'll find a way.
Yeah. I was just talking to Jared about this yesterday. I was like, I just need to move to the middle of the bush where expenses are not an option. No. And then we're like, our partners would find a way to spend money in the bush.
100%.
They'd be like, I paid a Tui $15 to sing me the most beautiful song.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I didn't do it for free.
A small rabbit did my hair and makeup for only $500. Yeah. It was fantastic.
And tomorrow I am getting my nails done by a long-tailed bat.
Absolutely.
The reviews, people are
They're
raving
known
about
for their
this
cuticle
bat.
Work.
And of course they're endangered, so they've got to charge a premium.
Yeah. You want to give a little bit of tip to charity.
For acrylics.
Yeah.
And then we make a Department of Conservation donation on top. So great news. We've moved to the bush, and today I've only spent $8,000.
I use Tui beaks as acrylic nails. Now, they are expensive, but they last way longer.
They last so much longer, and they do cost a bit more, but worth it. So all I'm saying is,
give it a go. Don't go.
Poo-poo. You know, I've got a mashed potato in there.
Oh,
and
Sade's
away this Friday. I might hit the dehydrated mashed potato
on
Friday
night. Oh, my
God,
come over for dinner. I can't handle it. Oh,
my
God.
So good.
The image of you alone eating your fucking dehydrated potatoes.
You would not be a good bachelor.
No.
You would not be a good bachelor.
So bad.
And the other best thing about this, no dishes.
Eating them from the bag.
Because then the bag tears off halfway down and folds open to be a bowl.
It turns into a bowl. Yeah, that's why you don't need to pack a bowl.
I don't know if by any chance this podcast will ever hit the ears of the people at Backcountry, but all I'm saying is a box of apple crumble pies fucking go.
Yeah,
off.
If you would like to sponsor a hike, we would we'll go on a hike just to eat apple crumble.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
That's all I think about when I start walking is how yum that Irish stew and apple crumble.
Get me crumble. Off to get me crumble.
Going to earn the crumble by carrying 25 kgs on my back all day and hurting my back and hurting my knees. And my knees aren't what they used to be and my ankles are sore because these boots don't provide the support I thought they would.
Staying at home.
Crumble, crumble.